Hello, folks, and a very happy Christmas. Yes, this is our little program thing here we do on the Audio Boo, where we take a look what's going on over on Auntie Beeb. Yes, which I've said once before, but I shall say it again, is the greatest broadcaster on the planet. Yes, I think I did say that. Yes, I think I did say that once or twice, but I'm saying it again, folks. Yes, needs to be said sometimes, you know. And the BBC, great, fantastic, awesome, super fab, hip, and trendy. Okay, right, there we go. So what's on the telly today, then? The 20th of December, 2011. It's almost Christmas, can you believe it? I can't believe it myself, it's gone so quickly. I just don't know what's going on. Right, let's have a look here, then. Watch out, 9 p.m, for the final episode of Young James Herriot. Yes, James struggles to balance politics and his career when he meets Jenny's parents. I've not been watching this. So, all I'm imagining is the one from the original All Creatures, Great and Small, Christopher Thingy. So, I can't imagine the young James Herriot, but there we go. So he's balancing all this politics and everything. He meets Jenny's parents. Lord and Lady, I think it's Muirhead. Muirhead. I don't know. As if being totally captivated by their daughter isn't enough, he is also instantly smitten by her dog, Frida, a beautiful Gordon setter. Got to be honest with you, between you, me, and the thingy, whatever, I don't know what a Gordon setter is. You see, you say Gordon, I think of Gordon the gopher. Yeah. So I don't know what that is. Maybe Gordon the gopher is in the young James Herriot as well. I don't know. So find out tonight, 9 p.m, BBC One. And after that, it's EastEnders again, isn't it? Oh, I feel like I've been watching this for years. Of course I haven't. I've been reading all the synopses and things and following the Twitter. I've got an idea what's going on with all the stalking and everything, but I've not seen it for myself, so I don't know. It's very strange. Zainab fears for her son when Yusuf refuses to tell her where Camille is. Scared about what Yusuf will do, Zainab is forced to go along with his lies. Meanwhile, Masood is enraged that Zainab has allowed Camille to be with someone else, and he takes matters into his own hands. Oh no, don't do that. You'll regret it. With Bianca Juhome tomorrow. Is that Bianca as in... Oh no, I'm thinking... Yes, no. It's Ricky and... Who's the other one? That's Bianca, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? What's that? That's Bianca, isn't it? Isn't it? What's the strange accent there? Isn't that Bianca and Ricky? Am I getting confused? Who's the one with Ricky? Ricky and Bianca, isn't it? Or Bianca? Bianca? I haven't got a clue, folks. I don't know. I think it's Bianca and Ricky. Ricky and Bianca. I don't know. Started in Grange Hill, you know. Yes. She's due home tomorrow. Ricky panics that Mandy may reveal all about... Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Ricky, what have you done? What have you done, Ricky? I can't continue. This is breaking my heart. This... Oh, dear. Right, moving on. Rev. Watch out for Rev. Christmas is the busiest time of year for a vicar, and the worst time for a vicar's wife, as Tom Hollander stars in the final episode of Rev. Adam is full of ideas for his first advent in London. However, he soon discovers that Christmas at St. Saviour's is quite different to his sleepy Suffolk parish. He's under pressure from the Archdeacon to maximise seasonal profits, the diary's packed with unusual events, and he's up at the crack of dawn every morning to cook breakfast at the homeless shelter. Exhausted with a permanent hangover and midnight mass looming, he's in no mood for a house guest. Least of all, Alex's cantankerous father. I think we have the word of the day there, folks. Cantankerous. That's Martin, played by Jeffrey Palmer. And that's your lot, folks. Auntie Beeb. More tomorrow.